This is SDPB News. I'm Susie Hansen. South Dakota lawmakers want the governor to approve a bill that offers limited immunity to people in drug overdose emergencies. House Bill 1082 protects a person from drug prosecution when they call authorities to help someone in serious danger of overdosing. State Senator Deb Soholt supports the move.
This is like a 911 thing. This is about saying we would rather, as a culture, support someone to live than to die. That in this situation, we think, and do you think we aren't going to wonder who you are or follow you around, or that the police in that community won't know and have a target on this person that actually reported and look for trying to hold that person accountable in the future?
Soholt calls 1082 responsible legislation. Critics of the bill say users will leverage the law as an excuse to escape drug prosecution. They say it sends a message that drug use is acceptable. Lawmakers amended House Bill 1082 to allow limited immunity in a drug-related overdose emergency only once. Then state senators passed it on a vote of 28-7. Now state representatives must decide whether they agree with changes to the measure or if they want to hash out final language in a conference committee. The South Dakota House approved a bill that reschedules and recognizes a marijuana derivative as medicine. Senate Bill 95 makes cannabidiol, or CBD, a Schedule 4 drug. It also removes the substance from the state definition of marijuana. CBD is commonly used to treat epilepsy in children. State Representative Thomas Holmes voted in favor of the bill.
By passing this bill, we literally could be dispensing this medicine the very day the FDA approves this. And that would be very important for some families in this state. We're not talking about a large number of families, maybe 30, 40 children, but these kids suffer up to 200 to 300 seizures a day. That's almost inconceivable.
The bill permits CBD only after the FDA approves it. The House voted 54-13 in favor of the bill. The latest version is different from the one the Senate approved, so the measure goes back to state senators for consideration or compromise. And a bill that would give new legal protections to adoption agencies and foster groups that cite religious reasons for denying services is one step away from becoming law. The Senate voted 27-8 yesterday to agree to changes made in the House, advancing the bill to Governor Dennis Stuggard. The Republican governor didn't provide a position on the bill to reporters last week. In your forecast, a reminder about that high wind warning for the Northeast. Early this morning, actually a wind advisory. Otherwise today, mostly clear skies, becoming cloudy though. East River windy this morning, then decreasing winds. High temperatures in the Southwest in the 50s and the Northeast 30-35. This is SDPB.